This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, Friday morning show with Leo. My next guest on the line is a singer-songwriter and she's a bit of a country pop rock singer. Influences include Stevie Nicks and Avril Lavigne. She's just released her brand new single called New Life. On the line this morning from Queensland. Good morning, Nix.
Hello, how's it going?
I'm not too bad. How's things in Queensland this morning?
Oh, yep. Pretty windy, but it's okay. It's getting better.
It's been a bit of a crazy morning here as well. Now, let's get to know you a bit better because you self-taught yourself to do the guitar.
Yes,
How does someone self-teach themselves to play guitar?
Through boredom and no. It's actually funny how it started. I had a guitar since I was about maybe 7 years old. Didn't touch it for maybe 3 or 4 years until one day I actually heard a Taylor Swift song and I was like, oh my gosh, I really want to play this on the guitar. And so then just kind of went through there, just your classic 4-chord songs and finally went on to bar chords. And
now, I mentioned before that your influences include Stevie Nicks and Avril Lavigne. You mentioned Taylor Swift then. Is she a bit of influence as well on your music?
In terms of storytelling, yes. I mean, she does have a lot in correlation with Stevie Nicks and Avril Lavigne in the sense that she tells a story through her lyrics. And it may not necessarily be the same thing Stevie Nicks is writing about, but at the end of the day, I feel I'm more of a storyteller just through melodies and lyrics.
When you hear your music, it is a bit of a story. That's how you sort of write. So when did you discover, I guess, your voice? And do you remember the first song that you wrote?
Well, I sort of write in order to overcome personal experiences, sort of whether that's bad experiences or good experiences. And I'm sure you can hear in my music, it's obviously through some trials and redemptions and whatever comes along in life. But I think I started off maybe when I was about 10 years old, I think, But I've been honestly writing and singing for as long as I can remember.
You first released your debut single back in August last year, Time to Grow. And you actually worked with a production team in Auckland in New Zealand called The Sound Room.
Yeah, I did. They were awesome. The best experience.
So how did you hook up with them?
Honestly, the stars aligned and it was fate. Like, it just one day happened to think, okay, maybe this song is okay-ish in terms of country pop and maybe someone else can relate to this. And I sent it over and they were like, wow, yeah, come over. Let's record this. Let's get this out there. So, yeah, it was amazing introduction to the music sort of industry.
Because the video for that song, Time to Grow, is about a cheating boyfriend and your friends being there for you, which is really important.
Yeah, exactly.
Was it fun filming the video?
Oh, yes. I love filming the videos. It's so good. You can really get into it. And I think it's also fun for me because I write the songs and they are personal experiences. I can really get into that emotion and sort of showcase it as on like a visual as well as audio level. So.
Speaking of visual, because late last year you released your second single called What's It Gonna Take? Bit of an inner rock chick happening.
Yeah, I had a bit. That was so much fun. Oh my goodness, it was good. It was all my dreams come true in one show.
And you had a bit of a cute Harry Styles lookalike for your love interest.
Yeah, you have no idea how many people tell me he looks like Harry Styles.
Is he a friend or?
He may or may not be a love interest.
Oh, is he a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got good taste. He's like a lovely guy.
Yes, no, he's good.
Treated like a princess, you know I don't deserve anything less. What's gonna take, take a chance on me? What's gonna take for you to believe? What's gonna take for you to swallow your fear? What's gonna take, please tell me my dear? What's gonna take for me to reel you in? What's gonna take for me to win? What's gonna take for you to see how amazing?
And in March this year, we actually played your single, the third single called Fade Away, which you played here on Joy. Part of the song which I loved is a lyric called "On the Latest Heart You Bitches Tour." I love that lyric.
Yes, thank you. Me too. Came from a very deep place.
The video for this single, you look gorgeous in the video. It's quite sort of
Thank you so much.
Sexy and kind of a bit raunchy. It's in a tasteful way.
Thank you. I really wanted to sort of just showcase my versatility. Like, obviously, as we established, I'm a new artist and there's so many different sides to my music that I kind of wanted to showcase to everyone. So, yeah, it was good. That was a good experience to film and be ethereal for a day.
Joining me 4.9, my special guest on the line from Queensland is Mix, M-I-C-K-S. And we're going to play a track that you released back in March. This is Fade Away. More with her next on Joy.
This is Mix hanging out with Leo on the Friday morning show on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Friday morning show with Leo. That was independent singer-songwriter Mix. She's on the line with me from Queensland this morning. Mix, you've just released your new single, which is called New Life. Take us through this track and what's it about?
It was at a point when I was questioning whether or not I wanted to stay in a bad relationship or if I was fearing loneliness more than I was fearing the toxic relationship. And yeah, basically it's more of a questioning, moving on sort of just realization song. So
I guess everyone can relate to that because in some ways people hate being lonely, but on the other hand, being in a toxic relationship is not good either.
No, it's not. And you know, it's honestly a hard space to be in, and obviously speaking from personal experience, I know it's hard, but you got to remember that while it might feel terrible initially, it's honestly better than accepting the feeling of abuse.
Part of the proceeds for the single and video go to the White Ribbon Foundation of Australia. So how did you get involved with that charity?
So obviously I wrote the song Personal Experience and it was coming round to release time, and I was sitting down, I actually remember sitting with my dad watching the television, and night after night, like, the news was just showing so many cases of women who've become cases of domestic violence, and honestly it was heartbreaking. And there's so much more that I feel we can do for people need to feel like they're not alone. So I don't know, I just wanted to help, and the best way I could do is through my music, and hopefully can touch some people's lives.
Now, also, we should say that your music has been played overseas from Argentina, Brazil, Italy as well. So what's it like hearing your music while having your music played overseas?
It is so surreal. Yeah, it's pretty surreal. I was in Milan a couple of weeks ago and I went to visit a radio station there who plays my song. And it's just so weird. Like, it's a cool weird. I didn't think a year ago that would happen. So it's pretty It's pretty great.
Now, speaking of overseas, you're going overseas again soon, aren't you?
Yes, yep. There's a couple more opportunities that have opened up for me, so I'm just going back to pursue those and back in time for Christmas. Ooh. To keep Mum happy.
Can you tell us what's happening overseas? What's, are you going to be working with anyone in particular?
I have a single coming out in conjunction, well, I'm a featuring artist on a Polish DJ called DJ Miriami.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's in mastering at the moment. So we're going to just get everything ready for release. And but yeah, it should be pretty exciting.
Well, have fun overseas. And
I will.
It's so tough being an independent singer-songwriter, but you've released four singles so far, four videos,
yep,
all on YouTube as well. So if people want to follow you, I'll post the links to your social media on our website for you as well.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so nice of you. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this morning on the show, Mix.
No worries. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much.
No worries at all. And before you go, I reckon, yeah, you should introduce your new single because we're going to play right now.
Oh, no way. All right. Well, this is New Life by Mix. I hope you enjoy it.
Am I growing up with my head on strong?
Service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.